Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is food surplus country working to provide solutions for global food security. Nagaland government reiterates that any acts of threat or coercion will be dealt with according to law. Rajya Sabha member from Nagaland, Pangnon Konyak, nominated as member on committee for welfare of scheduled caste and scheduled tribes. And Twensang District Disaster Management Authority sets up relief camp at Twensang Village. Now to news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is a food surplus country and engages in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He said the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today, Modi said agriculture is the center of government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said in the Union Budget 2024-25, there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture. He said the government has provided 1,900 new climate-resilient varieties of crops in the last 10 years. Modi said India is using digital technology in the agriculture sector, and under the PM Kisan Samman Niti, funds are transferred to the bank accounts of 10 crore farmers by one click. Akashvani correspondent reports that around 1,000 delegates from around 75 countries are taking part in the International Conference of Agricultural Economists. The theme for this year's conference is transformation towards sustainable agri-food systems. Nagaland government has reiterated that any acts of threat or coercion, whether by factions in ceasefire or otherwise, are criminal offences and will be dealt with according to law. Spokesperson of Nagaland government and Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, K.G. Kene, in a press release said that the state government had previously made this statement clear in response to the shutdown initiated by the business community of Nagaland on April 2024. He said government will ensure peace and tranquility in Nagaland, which is essential for economic development and prosperity. Kenya also stated that the state government has taken notice about the death threats and capital punishment issued to K. Rulho, proprietor of MS KKP Rulho, by NSCN Kangmo. He informed that an FIR was promptly registered against the NSCN Kangmo and its functionaries under appropriate sections of law for the crime. Kenya added that the state government has also taken up the matter with chairman of the ceasefire monitoring group and ceasefire supervisory board to ensure that NSCN Kangmo faction and other groups adhere strictly to the ground rules of the ceasefire. Rajya Sabha member from Nagaland, Pangnon Konyak, has been nominated as member on committee for welfare of scheduled caste and scheduled tribes. In a social media post, Pangnon Konyak has expressed gratitude to Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju for selecting her as member in the committee. The MP reiterated her commitment to serve the nation, Nagaland and the people at any given opportunity with utmost dedication. Pangnon Konyak added that the scheduled caste and scheduled tribes will greatly benefit through these various committees. Twensang District Disaster Management Authority has set up a relief camp at Twensang Village, Sikel, local ground, today for the affected families of 768 persons of Penjang sector and NST sector due to landslides. According to reports, 64 people have been relocated to the relief camp on the first day, while more are expected to join in the days to come. One family has been sent to Twensang District Hospital for further treatment. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland's advisor for CAWD and taxes, Kutecho Kamo, has stressed on the need to invest in children with good life values, focusing not only on academic excellence but also on raising individuals with integrity. He was addressing the inaugural program of the new school building of Government Primary School, Maine, at Pusachutta village in Peck District today. Kamo highlighted three important institutions, family, church and school, are vital and need to be given equal importance to transform a person's life. To build an upright and progressive society, he emphasized the need for parents to train their children, starting from home, along with the role of the church. Kamo encouraged teachers to have a vision, instill lessons and values in students, and be models and blessings for them. The advisor said the National Education Policy 2020 envisions competency-based education to skill and prepare students for the future, enabling them to be contributors and nation builders through creativity, innovation and skill development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed all citizens to bolster Har Ghar Tiranga campaign movement further and participate in it with the same enthusiasm again. In a social media post, Shah asked people to hoist the tricolour or display it in their homes between 9th to 15th August, stating that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has evolved into a national movement over the last 2 years. He said it is awakening the basic unity in every Indian across the length and breadth of the nation. Shah appealed people to take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website, harghartiranga.com. Wokar District Bar Association held a sensitization program on the three new criminal laws at Hamuk Resort in Wokar today. The program was held with an aim to sensitize on the new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Naya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Atiniyam, with a special emphasis on defense counsel approach to procedural laws and rights of accused persons and art of drug. Speaking at the program as resource person, District Legal Service Authority Chairman Lungshitung Azung said that while there are not many sweeping changes, there are notable updates in the sections along with new additions. Giving a detailed presentation to the lawyers on the new laws, he also urged them to approach the profession not merely as a means to earn money, but as an opportunity to learn and assist the court effectively. Addressing the lawyers as a resource person, Advocate Limatan Azung provided an overview of the various new definitions and changes introduced in the law, including updates to various sections. Azung further discussed the inclusion of community service as a form of rehabilitation, emphasizing that the type of punishment to be given to first-time offenders. The special Lok Adalat organized by the Supreme Court ended today. The Supreme Court has organized the initiative to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Apex Court. The Lok Adalats offer accessible and efficient justice, which is swift and cost-effective. Addressing the function, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Mekwal said more than 1,000 cases were resolved in this Lok Adalat. He said that cases related to civil, land acquisition and matrimonial were resolved in this Lok Adalat. Speaking on the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud highlighted the intricacies of the panel constitution for Lok Adalats. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is a food surplus country working to provide solutions for global food security. Nagaland government reiterates that any acts of threats or coercion will be dealt with according to law. Rajya Sabha member from Nagaland, Pangnon Konyak, nominated as member on Committee for Welfare of Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes. And Twensang District Disaster Management Authority sets up relief camp at Twensang Village. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.